Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the second issue of this Doctor Strange arc. It is kind of an arc. It all does actually connect together.
It sort of ties in, and it's almost like a pre-arc arc.
Yes. Yes. And we'll explain more of that later. we said in the last issue that, or last episode, that Strange is yelling at the crowd.
Well, he's yelling at
Nightmare, which no one can see.
Only he can see because Nightmare's on the other, a different plane of existence that only, you know. So basically, to this crowd of people that are standing around after he just made all these medieval people disappear and all these dinosaurs and monsters disappear, he's now yelling like a complete madman. I accept your challenge. Doctor Strange is not a pushover. And everybody's like, that guy say his name's Strange.
I do like the one guy's like, he calls himself Doctor Strange. He must be the one who brought all these monsters about. But they just leave him be. Like, they don't touch him.
Yeah, I was expecting them to kind of like,
mob on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then we get a quick little recap of literally what happened in the last issue. Everybody coming through from other times in space.
Yeah. And then Strange walks away.
Yeah, he goes back to see.
And then when he gets back to his house, he's in his normal clothes again.
Yeah. Well, you know.
He didn't want
as soon as he gets far
him.
Enough away. Yeah. But he meets back up with Clea. They go out.
Well, and then they go for another walk.
I think he. Well, no. So he got back to her place.
Oh, okay. And then they're walking to his place.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Because he told her to stay when everything was going on. Just
go to your place.
Well, he said, stay here, like, just outside of everything. But she's like, well, he doesn't... I'll be safer at home. Yeah, basically. I'll be safer at home. Yeah. So she goes home. I think he just assumed that, and so that's where he went. And sure enough, he wanted to spend some time with her before
Giggity.
The hour is up, before Nightmare attacks again. I like how they are walking home, and you have this guy who
the two drunks that are like, look at this... what does he call him? A look at this society type.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit him with a snowball.
Right in his, curlicues?
Yeah. Yeah. Watch me part his curls with a snowball.
Yeah. So Strange turns him into a snowman.
Yeah. Like, literally. And then he's like, don't worry, it'll wear off in a couple of seconds. And they'll both just think it was some kind of, drunken imagination.
He just killed a man.
Basically, yeah.
And brought him back to life. But it's great. They get back to the, Sanctum Sanctorum?
Yep.
Doctor Strange's place.
The Sanctuary. The Sanctioned Sanctuary, I guess.
Sure.
Sanctum Sanctorum, yeah.
Okay. It's
a holy place.
Gotcha. And he's just preparing to face off against Nightmare in the Dream Dimension. But before he can actually, prepare... completely, he gets sucked in there by Nightmare.
Bodily as opposed to astrologically projecting.
Let's see. Fight ensues. Nightmare kind of tricks him to use the Eye of Agamotto.
Which I had no idea what the hell was either.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's from the movie. Oh, yeah. You haven't seen the movie.
That's right. I haven't watched through the whole movie yet. I keep falling asleep distracted. Or
to be fair, Emily can't watch it either.
Yeah.
Because of... Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. Bun Cumberbutt.
Yep. That thing.
Bandersnatch Cumberbutt.
Apparently, I mean, obviously this Nightmare is a foe of
that he's
Doctor Strange. And he always uses the eye to trap him.
Ah, the only thing that I'm weak against, but now I'm not weak against it because I put my eye on your eye and turned your eye into my eye, and now your eye's a green eye and it's going to get you. It's basically what happens.
At least not pink eye.
No, it's green eye. That's got to be worse.
Ooh, good point.
He literally says, I've covered it with my goopy green goo or something like that.
Yeah. Ultimately, he just turned Strange's power on him. And now he's trapped him in the dream world. In the eye of Agamotto. Agamotto. However you say the damn thing.
Agamagamagamu.
Agamotto.
Domo Ari. Oh.
Nice. All the while, Wong and Clea are watching through their crystal ball. I think it's crystal ball.
They call it something else, though. But I think that might be in the next okay. issue.
Yeah, and they just, I mean, they are helpless. Like, he is...
Which I don't understand, because Clea was supposed to be a sorceress in another dimension.
From another world, I thought.
Yeah. And so, like...
She should be stupid powerful.
Power? Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe they covered that before. And, like, you know, so she, you know, obviously doesn't have the powers. But, like, yeah, what I don't get is, like... Okay, Doctor Strange is supposed to be a super smart guy.
Correct.
He's supposed to be, like, this super mystic thing. But he rushes so headlong into everything all the fucking time.
I wonder if that... If he, because he is the,
if he outgrows that eventually.
Well, probably not.
Because he is the Sorcerer Supreme.
He's Sorcerer Supreme. He's supposed to be the most powerful sorcerer, mystic around.
In the world.
Yeah. So, like, when you've got that much, I'm not even going to say.
Mojo.
Well, I mean, obviously his head's too big for his britches. Is that the right term? That's the right turn of phrase? There we go.
His ego.
I'm mixing. There, the ego. There we go. So he's. He thinks he's the best thing ever, and obviously he's not. But at the same time, it's the old...
But
the hero uses the same trick over and over again to fool the villain. The villain's going to learn eventually. The
villain's like, yeah, you're dumb. Check this out.
Boop. Yeah. And he does.
Like, how did I not see this coming?
Yeah.
Oh. Curse your... what is it?
Not in... Oh, I know... You, yeah, Firefly, right?
Yes.
Because your sudden but inevitable
sudden
betrayal.
Sudden inevitable betrayal. I couldn't think of the sudden. I knew the inevitable, but...
Yep, same. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, also, so the whole... We forgot to mention this in the last issue. The whole reason why Strange is after Nightmare is because Nightmare trapped Eternity.
Yeah. Yeah, we completely forgot that.
That's actually kind of an important part.
Yep. One of the other things I needed to point out real quick, because this was super important... when Nightmare first shows up, like when Strange is challenging him,
yeah,
he says, "Yea, though I be pitted against you yourself in the deadliest of mystic combats, though you send against me all the dream haunting hordes of your nether region." Is he talking about STIs? Like, did he literally just get like nightmare crabs from Nightmare?
Sure, it doesn't sound like it.
Giggity.
Whoops.
Yeah, but I was gonna say something about that, but then we kind of, you know,
We blazed through it pretty quick, yeah.
But, dude, yeah, like, because when I first read that, I'm like, I just want to be like, yeah, that's what she said. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, you might want to get
that
checked
out,
buddy.
Do you really want to say that? I mean, like, that's not the best.
You might want to get that checked out, and those were the only notes I wrote for this whole thing.
Really kind of the only notes you need.
Yeah.
The other ones are the rest of it's pretty straightforward.
So, basically, Cleo, what we're trying to say is before you and Strange, you know... You might want to go get him tested at, like, Eternity's lab or whatever.
get yourself checked out because, yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah. But anyways, so, you know, we leave Strange here in the Eye of Agamagamagagma.
In the dream world, being controlled by the...
Well
being
trapped by his own, you know, spell that only Nightmare can counterspell his counterspell. I forgot to say that, too.
Sure.
No, like, seriously. He's like, he counterspelled Strange's counterspell of the Eye of Agamagamaga.
Well, the Eye of Agamatu was the spell.
Yeah.
And so Nightmare counterspelled his spell.
But then he says, no one can counterspell my spell except for me. So, like, there's no counterspell to his counterspell, so even though he's activated my trap card.
we're getting deep on the...
Yeah.
The magic and
referencing everything outside of... what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the end of this issue.
Yeah, that's the end of it. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Doctor Strange story.